Title: Chorus and Flanger for Rave Nostalgia Advanced. Alright, let's build some proper rave nostalgia in Ableton Live, but in a way that still punches like modern drum and bass. Because here's the problem. Chorus and Flanger are basically the fastest way to get that 90s liquid glass width and that jet swoosh movement, and they're also the fastest way to wreck your low end, smear your drums, and make your drop fold in mono. So our mission is controlled modulation, movement and vibe, without sacrificing weight. We're building three tools you can drop into almost any DNB session. 1. A rave width chorus rack for wide tops and safe low end. 2. A jet flange fill return for hype moments, automated and tempo locked. 3. An old school cheap digital boss to make breaks and stabs feel like they came off an old tape or sampler but still mix like a modern track. Before we touch any devices, quick targeting rule. Chorus and flanger read best on Reese mids and Neuro mid layers, pads and Atmos, rave stabs, break tops like hats and shakers, and transitional effects like sweeps. They do not belong on your sub. Indeed, NB, sub stays clean and mostly mono. If you remember one line from this entire lesson, remember that. Cool. Build 1. The rave width chorus rack. Go to a Reese mid track, or a pad, or a stab. Something with mid-range content. Drop an audio effect rack on it, and make two chains. Name the first chain DRY, name the second chain chorus wide. On the DRY chain, keep it simple. If your source is already super wide and kind of messy, put a utility there and narrow the width slightly, like 0 to 30%. Not always necessary, but it can keep your center solid. Leave the chain at 0 dB. Now on the chorus Y chain, we're going to build a protected, mix-friendly effect path. The order is EQ8, then chorus ensemble, then saturator, then EQ8 again, then utility. First EQ8, the pre-EQ. This is the don't destroy the drop stage. High pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. The point is, the chorus chain should not be modulating your low end. If it gets boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 dB. Keep it subtle. Now chorus ensemble, the core nostalgia, for a classic rave wash. Go slow on rate. Think 0.20 to 0.45 Hz. That's like a slow drift, not a wobble. Amount, 25 to 45% as a starting point. Delay, 8 to 15 milliseconds. More delay usually equals more obvious 90s widening. Feedback, keep it conservative, 0 to 10%. Feedback is where things get metallic and exciting and also where they get whistly and painful. Width, push it, 120 to 160%. If your version gives you internal HB and LP filters, use them. Set high pass around 150 Hz and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. That keeps the effect from turning into fizzy, brittle hype in the top end. After chorus, add saturator. This is a big deal in DNB. Chorus can make things feel wide but also a bit polite. Saturation brings back density, so the sound survives under drums. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. The vibe is thickness, not distortion. Then post EQ with another EQ8. If it's getting glassy, do a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB around 10 kHz. If it's getting honky or nasal, try a small cut around 1.2 kHz with a medium Q. And remember, EQ here is about making the modulation sound expensive, not just loud. Then utility to finish stereo behavior. Set width around 140 to 170%. And crucial, turn on bass mono, set it around 120 to 150 Hz. That's your mono compatibility insurance. Now the mixing move that makes this rack actually usable. Parallel blend. Pull the chorus Y chain down to like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Then slowly blend it up until you miss it when you mute it. That's the sweet spot. The track feels wider and more nostalgic, but you're not hearing Here Comes the Chorus plugin. Arrangement trick. In verses, keep it subtle. In the pre-drop, automate that chorus chain up maybe 3 to 6 dB so the mix opens. And on the drop, pull it back a bit so drums and bass hit harder. That contrast is everything. Quick coach note. Chorus versus flanger decision rule. If you want size, width, and musical smear that works across chords, chorus wins. If you want motion as a feature, like a sweep or a throat or a jet, flanger wins. But flanger is usually a moment, not a constant. Alright, build 2, jet flange fill for 1 bar hype moments. This one goes on a return track, because that's how you keep your drums punchy and still get the effect when you want it. Create return B, name it flange. On return B, the chain is EQ8, facer flanger, delay, optional reverb, utility, and a limiter at the end. Start with EQ8, high pass at 200 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We are not sending low end into phase chaos. Optionally low pass around 10 to 12 kHz to reduce brittle top end sweep. Now phaser flanger. Put it in flanger mode. Turn sync on for the rate, and set it to 1/8 or 1/16. That gives you a rhythmic sweep that locks to DNB energy. Depth or amount goes high, 70 to 100%. Feedback, 35 to 60%. This is where the jet throat happens. But keep your ears on it, because feedback is also where it turns into a piercing whistle. If there's a stereo parameter, 120 to 160% is a nice starting range. After that, add delay, not echo, because we want that slightly more digital vibe. Sync it. Set left to 1/8 and right to 3/16. Classic rave tension. Instant movement. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Dry/wet around 15 to 25%. You want bounce, not a wash. Optional reverb. Short and subtle if you want the jet to feel like it's in a space. If it clouds your snare, skip it. Then utility. Bass mono on, around 150 Hz. Width around 120 to 150%. Then limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. It's just there to catch unpredictable flanger peaks. Now the magic is how you automate it. Don't automate the return sweat. Automate the send amount from your tracks into return B. It's cleaner and way more controllable. Here's a reliable one-bar automation before a drop. At the start of the bar, send is basically off, like minus infinity or maybe minus 25 dB. Ramp it up so by beat 4 it's around minus 10 dB. Then hard cut the send to off right on the drop so the drop lands clean. And for extra suction, automate flanger feedback upward in the last two beats, like 35% to 60%. You'll feel it pull the room into the drop. Extra teacher tip. Don't let modulation steal transient priority. If you notice the return sometimes spikes in a nasty way, try putting a saturator right before the limiter on the return. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 2 dB. That tames resonances before the limiter has to fight them. Also, if the return is masking your kick, sidechain it. Drop a compressor on the flange return, enable sidechain from the kick, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Now the jet effect breathes around the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Build 3. The old-school cheap digital Modbus. This is for making modern clean samples feel like they came out of a cheap sampler or off a rave tape. It's not about one dramatic sweep, it's about glue and character. Group your break tops, stabs, and maybe vox chops into a group called Rave Bus. On the Rave Bus, add auto filter, chorus ensemble, phaser flanger subtle, saturator, EQ8, and optionally glue compressor. Auto filter first, set it to low pass. 12 dB slope, cutoff around 10 to 14 kHz. We're taming modern brightness so the modulation reads older. Drive 1 to 3 for a bit of push. If you want tiny movement, add a little envelope so louder hits open the filter slightly. Keep it subtle. Then chorus ensemble, but this time it's not supposed to scream chorus. Rate 0.15 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay 6 to 10 milliseconds. Width 120 to 150%. You want to air moving, not seasick pitch. Then phaser flanger. Micro settings. Flanger mode. Rate 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Very slow. Depth 5 to 15%. Feedback 5 to 15%. This should feel like barely there metallic animation when you solo it and pure vibe when it's in the mix. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. This is your nostalgia glue. Then EQ8 cleanup. High pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on what's in the bus. If something whistles, search in the 2 to 4 kHz range and notch it down 2 dB. Optional glue compressor. Attack 10 ms. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just to make it sit. Arrangement tip for this bus. Push it more in breakdowns, less in drops. In the breakdown, automate chorus amount slightly up. In the drop, reduce modulation depth by about 10 to 20% so transient clarity returns. Now let's lock in phase hygiene, because this is where advanced producers separate themselves. Do a 30-second phase check. Put a utility after your mod chain or on the group. / be the width at 0% versus your normal setting. If the sound collapses or hollows out at 0, don't just turn that effect down. Instead, reduce the stereo offset sources. For chorus, reduce amount or reduce delay. For flanger, reduce feedback, or narrow just the effect chain while keeping the dry center strong. One more trick that makes nostalgia read without turning things up. On the effect chain only, add a tiny EQ bump around 1.5 to 3 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 2 dB. That pre-emphasis makes the movement audible at lower wet levels, and it gives you the cheap digital perception without blasting volume. Rate discipline, too. In DNB, it's easy to make everything wiggle. Try this rule. Keep one modulation element tempo locked, like your flanger on 1/8 or 1/16, and keep another free running and slow, like chorus at 0.2 to 0.4 Hz. That contrast is what sounds intentional. If you want an advanced variation, here's a super effective one, mid-safe side mod. Make an effect rack with two chains, mid-safe chain, utility width 0%, maybe a touch of saturation, stable center, side mod chain, utility width 200% to exaggerate sides, then high pass at 200 Hz, then chorus or flanger, then low pass at 10 kHz. Blend the side chain quietly. Your center stays punchy, but the sides do the nostalgia thing. Now a quick mini practice exercise so you actually internalize this. Make a 16-bar loop. Load an amen-style break or any chopped break. Make a res mid plus a separate sub. Add a rave stab chord hit. Put the rave width chorus rack on the res mid. Set up return B as the jet flange fill. Group break tops and stab into the rave bus. Automation plan. Bars 1 to 8, subtle chorus blend. Bars 9 to 12, slowly raise the chorus chain about 2 dB and widen slightly. Bar 16, automate the flange sent on break tops for the last one bar, and hard cut it at the loop restart. Then do the real test. Mono check. Put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. If the drop loses weight, it's almost always because modulation is touching the low end or because the sides are doing too much work. Raise the sub and reduce modulation below about 200 Hz. Let's recap the philosophy. Chorus is width and nostalgic smear. Use it in parallel and high pass the effect path. Flanger is hype and jet sweep. Best as a return effect, automated for fills and transitions. The win in DNB is movement without losing punch. Protect the low end, keep feedback under control. Automate for arrangement impact, and always do a mono check before you call it done. If you tell me your BPM and what you're modulating, like res mids, pads, break tops, or stabs, I can suggest tight macro ranges that stay rave but won't blow up on a club mono system.